What is this, B?
Michigan.
That's all you need to know.
The College World Series. If Michigan win this game, they had a chance, but if they lose,
take his head off.
If they lose, it's going to be a game, final game three. It's only 2 out of 3.
That's a terrible bunt.
It is.
He like he was scared of it.
It's only 2 out of 3 in the College World Series.
We looking like that. You did that.
One thing we have to keep in mind is that, and we talked about it on the show, but at the same time, it comes from two different points.
Then all of a sudden, you want to say, oh.
What do you think? I need for me. I don't know if I can speak for everybody else.
This is Dead in Sports.
This is the place where sports opinions collide. Dead in Sports. I'm your host, Kenneth B. Inge. Joining me every week, BZ430.
What up, though?
And Mr. Disrespect, a.k.a. Nicky Doucet.
What's up? What's going on?
And FIFO 24/7 couldn't make it this week. So,
Because he old, trying to go to sleep, trying to be in bed by 10.
So, yeah. So, it's just us, man. The three of Negroes. So,
three is Negroes.
So anyway, slow week, man. You know, most of you guys watch sports. You know that when the playoffs are over, when the basketball playoffs are over, it dry up real quick, which is probably why they do the NBA awards the week after the playoffs, or the after the draft, which we'll be recapping that in today's show. And then people get ready for football. So it's not a lot. So it may not be a long show. But we'll recap the NBA awards tonight, go over a couple of free agent rumors and some decisions that have already been made, pending executive decisions that have been made, and that'll be it, man. So we're going to start.
The NBA Awards show?
Did y'all watch it?
Felt like there was something else I wanted to mention, but I can't remember.
I watched it on social media. I was at Controller Rise last night, me and myself and the Dead End Gaming crew and a few other folks that I didn't expect to see there that was there, which was dope. Yamin was there.
Damn.
Everybody was there, man. It was a lot, and it was a lot of Dead End hip hop fans. Like, people that came up to me and Mike was like, oh man, like, I'm a huge fan of Dead End hip hop. Like, so that was pretty dope, man. And it was a DJ from Detroit that was there. It was dope. Yeah, last night was dope as hell. It was dope, like, all of us was there. I'm like, man. And then we just saw some old folks, and we saw, you know, some other people that me and Ken is cool with too that was there. It was like, damn. Like, this is a crazy night. I didn't leave there.
It's a new spot.
Yeah, I didn't leave there until like almost 1 o'clock, man.
God,
like,
damn.
Yeah, I know. I mean, we was kind of having fun, man. Time went by fast. You look up, I'm like, it was 12:55. Like, man, let me take my ass home. I gotta get up and go to work.
I was probably just going to sleep, or I just dozed off. Probably about 20 minutes before then.
Yeah.
Was that at Monday Night Garage?
Yeah, it was at Monday Night Garage. Yeah, my first time there. And that's their new spot.
Yeah.
That's their new spot now.
It's a dope spot, ain't it?
It is,
it's
man.
It's a dope spot.
It is a dope spot.
I haven't been there for the game. I just go there just casually.
Food was good?
Yeah.
Everything.
I never had their food, but this.
Yeah, they had like a little vegan thing for Mike. Mike was like, man, I love this shit. I love this.
You know, that rabbit food.
Uh-huh. Mike was loving it, man. It was dope. I'm like, Mike, you have been hanging with the Dead End crew a lot lately, man. What's up? Yeah, so it's funny. I was just messing with him when I was telling him, like, you've been hanging around. You've been around us a little lot lately, Mike. What are you trying to say? We cool or something? Shit. But, yeah, it was dope. So I didn't get a chance to watch it. But, of course, when I was leaving, before I started driving, I was looking on my phone, looking like pretty much on the NBA Twitter timeline, like seeing who all won what, looking at the speeches. Yeah. They showed this one dope thing. I thought that was really cool how they show, like, if Magic and Bird was drafted today, this is what it would look like. And they were just showing like Magic Johnson, like social media stuff. Yeah. And like, it was dope as hell, man. I was like, damn, it would probably look like that. And it was crazy how they was able to like show Magic, you know, when he first got, like, they computerized how it looked like it was younger Magic today getting drafted, and showing Bird and showing them winning. And then you seeing like First Take talking about Magic, talking about Bird and all that. Like, it was dope, man. You didn't see that?
Nah, clip? I didn't. I started watching it.
I think they showed it last night, but that was dope.
I started watching that. As soon as Magic and Bird got on stage,
for
their speech, and then I saw Giannis's speech, and then it just pretty much ended out after that. But
I think they should have that in different cities. I think that would be dope if they do the NBA award ceremonies in every city that has an NBA team. Whatever city that has an NBA team, have that award show every year in different
cities. That's more money. Hey, that's more money for the NBA.
Yeah,
I'd never watch it. Yeah, I just, it feels like the ESPYs to me, man. Like, I never,
it is kind of ESPYs.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But I mean, these are still big awards for the NBA, so you still want to. I feel like they. I would like for them to do it earlier, but mm-hmm. I don't see how they can, especially with some of the awards. But it still feels so late and so like much of an afterthought. That was my thing, because I didn't even know it was on the other night. Like mm-hmm. I just like my homies just turned it on. Like, oh shit, it's the NBA awards. Let me.
Wow.
Yeah. It's Larry Bird and Magic Johnson talking.
I think it's their second or third year doing this.
I know Drake did the first one like a few years ago.
So this must be a third.
Yeah,
year.
It's not. It ain't that long because they changed up the whole format for it.
Yeah, my dad don't like it. Yeah. He liked the old. He liked the way you, because he feel like you're when the players get that award in front of their fans, in front of the fans, he feel like it's more rewarding. Like it's like you're taking away from the fans when you don't have it at the venues where the fans are at. Mm-hmm. Like, so that was his reasoning.
So where are they holding it at? Because I saw some other people complaining about that.
I think it was in LA, yeah.
But it's just in front of their peers and NBA execs.
It's like a LA type of benefit. Set up like it's not really it's not really meant for the people.
Yeah,
it's like just for the public. Players.
Yeah,
that doesn't make sense.
That's why my dad don't like it. He like, yeah, I like it better.
It's like the BET Awards. Like,
yeah,
but the players don't vote for these awards anyway, right?
It's mostly the critics, some fans, stuff, reporters, and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't watch it. I just
looked at the highlights.
I go to Bleacher Report. I'm like, who won what? I don't even care to hear what they had to say. Or any of that stuff, just who won. Shout out to Cage Rat and the Rock, man. He said it's been 3 years since he caught one of our shows.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Damn. Where you been, brother?
Right. Mr. AJ9 said so disrespectful. Talking about you, Nick. And then, of course, I think we did talk about the Mike Conley trade, right? Did we?
Last week.
We talked about it a little bit.
Nah, we didn't. Well, no, we did talk about a little bit during the NBA draft.
That's right. Because we did the draft.
We touched on it, but we were mostly focused on just the draft.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right.
I mean, it was a great trade, I think, for Utah. I mean, how else are they going to get a star like that or a player like that? So they got to do the Oklahoma City thing. Like, you got to trade for people. So,
yeah. No, I agree. I mean, I know it seems like a lot. I think the first made it appear like a lot. The players, you know, you can get a Kyle Korver, you can get a Jay Crowder, Grace Allen. If he turns out,
I don't think I even saw him play like
right.
that.
Right. So, you know, those guys, they're replacement level players. Mm-hmm. So you can get guys that can do those type of things, those specialist positions. And the second round picks, I think, are.
Yeah, I think people got. For me, it was mostly I think they had a first round pick in there.
Yeah, that's what I don't
picks.
Like.
But if you're not picking outside, if you're picking outside the top five, it don't really matter.
It don't. True. Yeah.
And Utah, they're going to be a good team. I don't know if they
upgraded at that.
If they had someone else's pick or it was their pick, but nonetheless, it's a crapshoot for the draft anyway.
Yeah, I mean Ricky Rubio. I mean, I think he's not coming back. I don't think they want him back. Mike Conley is way better than him. Mm-hmm. I don't care what the analytics say for the people that sent me that stuff on Twitter.
They should use some analytics crap.
Yeah, talking about, you know, it's not that much separating them. Watch the game.
I was about to say, if you having a pickup game between, and you your last pick between Mike Conley and Ricky Rubio, you're going to be like, who the hell is Ricky Rubio?
We saw Ricky Rubio in the playoffs last year. Not this year, last year. And he was a hot mess. He had that one game against Westbrook, and then that was it. But watch the games, man. Mike Conley is just way better. And Mike Conley has carried a franchise.
He is underrated.
Yeah, he's underrated. Very underrated. He's very underrated.
Because he's in Memphis and because there's too many good guards in the West. So that's why he didn't get an all-star appearance. But yeah, that was a great trade for Utah. Yeah.
So anyway, so there you go, homie. So we're going to get back to the NBA Awards recap. So did you watch or listen to Giannis' speech?
Yeah, I did. It was a little awkward. But it was heartful. It was like heartfelt.
What was awkward about it?
Because he just walked up in there and he was just like, I'm nervous. And then he took a long pause. It actually reminded me a lot of the NBA BET Awards. Nipsey's mom, I think, was speaking. Mm. And it was like, it was heartfelt, but it was awkward. Like, you kind of got it, but it was like, you kind of running.
Was he about to cry?
He did. He cried.
Okay.
He started off a little teardrop, and so then he started boohooing. Yeah, he started boohooing.
So he had that movie tear.
Yeah, but he started getting.
Who said that movie tear?
You know, they had that one tear that dropped. That's what Zion had. Yeah,
that one tear.
Nah, but it went straight to Viola Davis. After a few more minutes, when he got in there, he had snot running out of his mouth. He was going in.
He talking about his father. And stuff.
Yeah, he was talking about his pops. Yeah, he was talking about his mom. Yeah. Is his biggest hero. He was talking about his teammates. How every time he go on the court, like it was a great speech all in all, but. It's just a long speech, you know. I mean, it wasn't like
dope how it came full circle because you know Kobe told him 2 years ago, like you know MVP,
yeah.
Like, and then Kobe tweeted him like, you know, well, you know, good job, like next to the championship, like that's should be the next your next goal. Yeah. Now you got MVP,
you
now,
put the world on notice, and
now you
and
do,
FIFA yeah. was he gonna be mad if I mentioned, yeah, FIFA, you was right about Giannis being MVP, but. Shit, it don't matter. He wasn't a champion. He didn't get the dub.
You didn't think he was going to be MVP?
I didn't. Yeah,
I know you for a second.
No,
was...
I doubted only because of his comments on it.
Right, oh, right. I remember you saying that.
Yeah,
I
doubted it, but I was like, but
he
yeah,
wasn't down him his like skill. Like yeah. You weren't saying he didn't deserve it. You were just saying
no.
Of the comments. Yeah,
I remember now because he wasn't American.
Yeah.
And you were being racist.
I'm just saying because Harden was balling too, and I'm surprised that the voting was that skewed towards Giannis.
What was it?
It was like 75%. Like it was like Harden barely got any. Like it wasn't as close like a 50-50 race that I thought because. If we're talking about most valuable player, who was most valuable to their team? I think.
I mean, you can say
Harden.
People say Harden because when Chris Paul went out, when Chris Paul went out, he stepped his game up another level.
Exactly.
Giannis beats Harden by 55 first place votes. I'm on Bleacher Report getting a wrap up of all the awards.
I mean,
look at the Rockets. Y'all see this?
What?
Yeah, the tweet.
Yeah, I saw that.
Finn the second. Top two in MVP voting, four out of the last
five seasons.
Social
media, man. Just think, like, if something like this happened 15 years ago, we would have never saw like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, stuff
you just,
like that.
You just hear the drunk man at the bar talking shit.
Right. That's it.
Now you hear
that's
the whole
it.
50,000 fans.
Now Rockets Twitter account is tweeting and stuff, man. That's crazy. All these teams got Twitter accounts.
I mean, but was he snubbed? Did he deserve more votes?
More first place votes?
Yeah.
No.
No, I mean...
Is it? I'm just talking about regular season. I know
I'm not even talking about players. Y'all, I'm looking at regular season. Yeah,
it's
like
regular
I said,
season.
He,
yeah,
he. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's when Chris Paul went out, and where the Rockets was at, a lot of people was like, oh
they
man,
counted them out early.
They probably not even gonna make the playoffs, depending on how long CP was gonna be out.
Yeah.
But James Harden stepped it up. Like he was balling. Unfortunately, we didn't see that James Harden in the playoffs. But when in the regular season, when Chris Paul was down. James Harden, he kicked it up a notch and he put the team on his back. Mm-hmm. Like he literally did. And they end up being, you know, a top three. See, he ended up keeping them up afloat to where they can, once CP3 came back, they was able to be, you know, be one of the top seeded teams in the West. So, hey, that alone is good. But then again, Giannis, he was the best player
with the
on
best
the best
record.
Team. Yeah, and the best record. Yeah, sometimes I forget they had the best record in the league.
Yeah,
like,
man.
I forget that.
Yeah. Toronto was number two in the record, and Golden State was
and Golden
three.
State
That's
was
crazy.
Three. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, man, and then, man, and it just puts in perspective, like, the type of playoff run that Kawhi had this year. Like, you knock off at the end where we was pretty much considering the MVP of the league. And the best player was, so you know, the best player in the league for this season.
You knock off the best player and the best team in the league.
And the best team in the league. Like, that's a hell of a playoff run, man. And that, you know, the game winner in game seven against Philly, like, Kawhi had a good playoff run this year, man.
But you know, MVPs never win the championship.
Never.
They never win
Jordan,
the title.
Jordan, I think.
Did Shaq do?
Shaq did. 2000. He won MVP.
That may have been the last one.
But did he win a championship when he won the MVP?
I thought LeBron won it, the 2012. Didn't he win MVP?
Nah, if you win, I don't know, we have to fact check it, but typically, if you win the NBA MVP,
you will not win
the championship.
Yeah, yeah, that's how it normally goes.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
but like I said, I want to say Bron did it. Shaq definitely did it in 2000, and Jordan done it. Jordan done it a couple times.
Yeah,
during
his
90s run or whatever. But I want to say Bron. The year they beat OKC, I want to say Bron was MVP that year. I want to say
that was 2012.
It was 2012.
Yeah, 2011-2012 season.
Yeah, I want to say that was Miami because he won. He definitely won like what?
Because Rose won the year before.
Yeah,
and then I think he did win the year.
I'm glad that it played out the way it was. I'm glad Harden didn't get more votes. You're not out here. Yeah, he put him on his back, and that it is to be respected.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you're the only guy taking shots. Like you taking 40 shots a night,
right?
Giannis, everything you guys said is spot on, man. Like, he deserved the award. So for all the NBA people that went out there and to start to push for Harden to get the award, I was like, what are y'all doing? Like,
you know,
John has been killing it all year long. You got to respect that.
As you are saying that, it's funny. I feel like the analytics people were pushing for Harden because that builds their case as far as what he represents. And, you know, the Houston Rockets are the number one in analytics, like Daryl Morey. So it's just, I think that was an angle that I didn't see, but he still did the numbers and he did his thing. And, I was surprised. I was still surprised that he didn't get that many votes, first place votes. But nonetheless, shout out to Giannis.
I mean, given how conversations went as the season started to end, maybe it is a little surprising because it did seem like a lot of people were lobbying for Harden to win. I think it would have been unfair to Giannis. I think he earned it. He deserved it. And the outside of Westbrook, right, the award always goes to the player with the best record on the best team.
Steph Curry did it. I'm looking at the chat. Remember, he won one of them years when he won unanimous. They won.
That was
2015.
Was that 2015?
Two-time unanimous MVP, right?
Yeah.
2014.
Well, not two-time, but he won MVP 1 year, and then the second MVP, it was unanimous. I think that was the year he won a championship as well.
Okay.
Also, I'm looking in the chat. Red Leader, he said, and I'm at the fat, we're going to have to fat check this one. He said, I believe this is the first time ever that we have a rookie of the year, a defensive player of the year, MVP, and the most improved player were all non-Americans. Yeah.
I think I saw a tweet that said global game. So.
Yeah. That's pretty dope. Yeah. That's pretty dope. I mean,
The foreigners are taking Americans' jobs.
Amen.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
But
the
best player in the world is still an American player, though.
Hey, just make sure y'all get y'all citizenship because Trump will send y'all ass back.
Right? He's going to send ICE out there to bust through your door.
Shit. He's going to put them in a big ass cage.
Right. He'll be up there in Texas somewhere with them damn kids. So anyway, man, stop that shit, Trump. That shit's fucked up, by the way. Anyway, so that's Giannis, man. So congrats to the brother. Defensive player of the year. So did Rudy Gobert?
Yeah, Rudy got his. Yeah. I mean, he deserved it, I guess.
I think they were overheard that LeBron has never won defensive player of the year. Oh, we were watching that video earlier.
Yeah.
That is crazy. That he's never won.
I'm trying to think, has he ever been on the defensive squad before?
Yeah.
Defensive team. He's been on the defensive team.
He's been on first.
And I don't say that because Jordan has a defensive player of the year on under his belt.
And he got two?
I think so, man. I think he has a couple.
He done everything, man.
You think?
Done it all.
Except for win six man of the year.
Shotty Love.
Except for win six man and most improved, he won pretty much every award you could think of. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. So, okay. So, Rudy. Damn, how many is that for him?
Second two, back-to-back.
Back-to-back, back. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. He was holding both of them bad boys, too.
He's trying to go for that Dwight Howard. Didn't Dwight Howard win it four times in a row?
Ben Wallace did.
Okay.
And I didn't know that. I was like, damn, he won that bad boy. I don't know if it was four times in a row, but he's won it four times. Mm-hmm. Ben Wallace did.
Sager Strong Award goes to Robin Roberts. NBA Cares Community Assist Awards goes to Bradley Beal.
That's
Washington Wizards. Yeah, that's dope.
Yep.
Got to win somewhere.
I didn't know they had to train them. The Wizards don't care.
I didn't know they had a Hustle Award either. That was the first Marcus Smart won that.
Oh, I don't even see that on here.
It was the Hustle Award. He won.
They just made that shit up.
Yeah, I was like,
they just trying to make the show last long.
Right, I'm like,
you only came for three awards.
Yeah, I don't even see that on here.
Yeah, the Hustle. Yeah, Marcus Smart won the Hustle Award.
Executive of the Year, John Horst, Milwaukee Bucks.
Of course, Milwaukee going to win. Yeah. Of course.
Milwaukee won Coach of the Year, Executive Year, and they got the MVP. Yeah. I'm like, how the hell did he get over Masai? And I guess people were like, didn't see all of it. Like, he won the championship at the end. So most of
didn't see the results.
Yeah, regular season. But they still had the second best record. I mean, but it's behind the Milwaukee Bucks. So
Yeah. I mean, if this is based off regular season, I can see why. I mean, you had the best regular season team. And let's be honest. Did we really see Milwaukee being like having the best record in the league before the season started?
Nope.
I mean, they better thank LeBron leaving.
Come on.
But still, my man to say even.
But no, we didn't.
Yeah, we didn't. Like, we wouldn't.
They won 45 games or like 48 games the year before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, we didn't, going into this year, we knew they was going to be a playoff team. Mm-hmm. We knew it was going to be one of the top four teams, but we didn't think they was going to be winning 60 plus.
But is that enough to qualify him as executive of the year? Or maybe they're
I don't know what moves. See, I don't remember what moves he made in that offseason.
I mean, he got Brooke Lopez.
In the offseason?
He traded for... No, I don't know if it was for the offseason.
That's right.
I know it was a midseason trade. They got Brooke Lopez. They got Miritich.
They sure did. So he made some moves.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And that Brooke Lopez move,
he got Lopez a nickname, Splash Mountain.
Yeah.
So.
Yep, he sure did. I know, because I did dude out there shooting threes now. I never thought I would have saw that.
Me either. All right, so you already mentioned most improved player, Pascal Siakam, which is dope. I was at a birthday party Saturday and ended up talking basketball to some of the people there. And it was a bunch of Africans. Mm-hmm. And so two of the people I was talking to were for Cameroon, because I was talking about Embiid and stuff like that. And they say Kawhi is top three right now.
After
KD is a big Spurs fan.
So. KD and LeBron,
KD and LeBron, they're saying Kawhi's top three. And one of the guys, like I was mentioning, is a Spurs fan. So, and he wasn't salty about the move like some people we know. I was like, I don't know about that one. So we debated that.
Do y'all remember who else was in the running for most improved player besides Siakam? Was D'Angelo Russell in there?
I think D'Angelo Russell was in there. I felt like was somebody from Indiana in there? Maybe. Mm. Or maybe Oladipo won it before. He won it the year before, right?
Yeah, he won it. Yeah, because he won it the year after he left OKC.
Yeah, the year right. Okay.
His first year back in Indiana.
Oh, John Wall about to start jogging in 2 weeks. Okay. Yeah, I was trying to see if I could find it, but.
Okay, I just can't remember.
Yeah, I think him and D'Angelo.
Yeah, I think Siakam does. Yeah, he did, because his game was definitely.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, I remember last year, it was the year before that, I was like, man, like, he has so much work he had to do. And this year, and especially in the playoffs, the regular season and then going into the playoffs, you're like, yo, who is this guy?
Yeah.
Like, you was questioning. You were like, man, who is this guy playing? That's not the same Siakam from last year.
He's shooting threes.
It was like.
You know what's crazy is that they didn't even have OG.
OG on the wall.
They did not have OG throughout that whole run.
Like, I know.
Danny Green was a backup shooting guard.
They didn't.
And that's what I'm saying. If Kawhi resigns, all the reports are saying he's strongly considering
coming back.
Hey, he don't even need to sign a long term. Just sign like a 2 year deal.
It's all coming back too, right?
He's on the books.
They got an international team for real.
Everybody's on the books for one more year. After that, then that's when you start getting the dicey free agents.
Yeah, if I'm Kawhi, I just do a 1-1.
That's what I'm saying.
If he comes
back 1 year, why are they not the best team?
Do a 1-1. Just do a 1-1. Try to repeat.
Everybody come back healthy.
Try to repeat. You know, and if it don't work out, then you go to Clippers. Yeah, then you go.
You can't argue against that. They'll be better than the Bucks.
Milwaukee may have to say something about that.
They will still be better than the Bucks to me. Because now you got everybody has championship
they had
experience.
Everybody last
Van Vliet
year.
Had a coming out party. Kyle Lowry proved that he can finally get it done. Ibaka rebirth. Like, it was a lot of great
things. I mean, it was only they were only one or two games behind Milwaukee, so I guess it's not that
and that's
much
what and that's what Kawhi doing hella low management.
Yeah. I think he's coming back. Let's see. Lou Williams, sixth man of the year, of course.
Third consecutive.
We got to start giving praise to Lou Williams.
Is he a legend?
I think he's a legend. I think he's
a legend from being a sixth man of the year?
He's the probably the most consistent NBA player one of the most consistent NBA players the last 10 years. I have not seen Lou Williams not be that dude. Whenever he comes off the bench or whatever role he's in, he's always dropping buckets.
Off the bench.
I think Jamal Crawford would get legend status over.
I think he is one too, but I'm saying as far like no one really talks about Lou Williams. You know what I'm saying? He gets all these awards.
Basketball heads do, which is maybe to your point.
That's what I'm
like. We recognize him, but we ain't going to call him a legend.
Why not?
That's a high praise.
Yeah.
Like you putting him on Magic Johnson, Larry Bird.
No, I'm not saying he's up there. I'm just saying you could still be a legend and not be all the way up there.
I mean, when you say legend, it's up there. Like
He got to make a deep run in the playoffs
or
something.
I would say if anyone, as far as a bench player or whatever, or someone off the bench, I would say Robert Horry was more of a legend than Lou Williams. Think all the big shots he didn't hit.
Yeah, Manu, I mean, would be one because he came up. Manu Ginobili.
Yeah,
he's one too. You know, I mean, he started a couple of seasons, but for the most part, he was coming off the bench.
Yeah. But yeah, I would say
Lou Williams. I mean, I'm just saying, he's we got
now. If Lou Williams, now if he started being in the a piece of a championship team, you know, like I said, Horry is a part of. The dude got 7 rings, and he was a part of. All, he was like he played. He hit some big shots.
Yeah, no, he was a big
for those 7 championships.
Yeah, Horry's a legend,
huh?
Horry is a legend.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that now if you think about somebody that's off the bench. That's a legend right there. Like, you can say that.
But that was later on in his career because, remember, he used to start, too, for the Rockets.
But he was hitting shots for the Rockets,
I know
too.
That. That's what I'm saying. Oh, he was hitting
shots. Yeah, he was hitting shots for the Rockets, the Spurs, and the Lakers. On, yeah. Like, it was some of them shots. If he didn't hit some of those shots, the series would have went another way if it weren't for Robert Horry. He even daggered my Pistons in 2005 when we were supposed to beat them. We was up 3-2, and we could have beat them. And Robert Horry hit that dagger to extend it to game 7.
This fool went from back-to-back championships with the Rockets to winning 5 more the rest of his career.
And being an important piece of those it wasn't like he was just on the bench collecting rings. He was hitting big shots for them on Kobe and Shaq teams, Duncan and Tony Parker and, you know, them squads. So, now that's a legend. I would say that's more of a legend before I throw Lou Williams in.
Lou Williams will be forgotten about.
He ain't gonna be.
It depends.
That's what I'm saying,
early.
Man.
We still gotta see. We gotta see what Lou Williams does.
Yes, he will.
And it's funny because he was on Toronto a few years ago. So if he would have stayed,
but there are a lot of
he was on Philly when Andre Iguodala was like that guy.
He's been bouncing.
And maybe this is an episode, but we should talk about like forgotten great players or good players in the NBA that people don't talk about anymore because the NBA is just filled with guys that. You know, that
very
never, you know, you have to really do like a deep dive into like basketball conversation with people to really get to those. And I think that's where Lou Williams is going to be. I think he's going to be one of the, everybody be like, man, y'all remember Lou Williams?
Yeah, because remember what I told y'all in the chat like about a week ago? I said, Kemba Walker to me is this generation's Sidney Moncrief. And for those that don't remember, Sidney Moncrief was a guy that got buckets.
Yep.
You know, he went to the playoffs a couple of times, but never, you know, of course, during that time, you had Boston to deal with. You had Philadelphia to deal with. You know, like, you know, you had those squads to deal with in the East. But Sidney Moncrief was buckets. Like, you same thing we say about Kemba Walker. Kemba Walker is a guard that gets buckets.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it's like at the end of the day, will he be remembered as like this, you know, champion guy or a guy that just won and stuff. Sidney Moncrief is not remember that. But when you mention Sidney Moncrief, you like, oh, yeah, that guy got buckets. Like, you know, Sidney Moncrief was out there. He would bust your ass. So I think that's what Kemba Walker, I think he's this generation's Sidney Moncrief.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what just goes to the point that Ken is mentioning about, you know, good players that never get mentioned or always kind of be forgotten or whatever. And Sidney Moncrief is definitely one of them.
All right, last one, man. Luka, hands down. Rookie of the year. I think he won that super early. He wouldn't change anybody.
I think if anything, this would have been the year I wouldn't have minded him having the co-rookie of the year.
Yeah.
Because when was the last time? Was that
Grant Hill and Jason Kidd?
That's what I was going to say.
That was last time. I think this could have been the season because if you compare their numbers for like half and half of the season, of course, yeah, Luka first half, man, crazy. But if you look at that second half, man, Trae Young was
not
Trae. He was the better rookie the second half of the season, man. Like,
it's racist.
But even though I like you, Ken, I think it was early because I was definitely one of them that was like,
oh yeah, that's right.
I was kind of like,
you
were
looking at the Hawks funny too.
Yeah, I was. We all did.
You was too.
Not me.
Yeah, you was.
I was like, man, I don't know. I was like, did Hawks make a mistake? But by the second half, I was like, nah, they didn't make. Yeah, mistake.
Nah, it was getting real quiet for Trae as far as when he was
the first half. Yeah,
even in summer when he was in summer league, he was like, he wasn't looking good.
Definitely. I know. I remember around Christmas time of the NBA season, I was like, man, I don't know, man. Hawks looking real funny with Luka. Luka's that dude. I'm like, man, we should have got Luka. Like,
it's funny. I bet the Hawks was like, damn, nigga, we probably fucked up.
But no, this should have been the co-rookie of the year, in my opinion. I think it should have been co-rookie of the year because they both was.
And now that that's a conversation piece, like looking at their careers moving forward, they're always probably going to be compared to each other. Who's gonna play out better?
And I hope you know whenever they do play against each other during the season and stuff. I hope we get a good show. I hope we get a good show, and I hope it turns into like a, you know, nah, like I'm that dude. I should have been that dude. Trae Young was already saying he felt like he should have been Rookie of the Year before this show was about to begin. So yeah, I'm pretty sure it's gonna be some. Okay, yeah, I got them this week. Yeah, I'm about to bust Luka's ass. So yeah, I hope it starts something. I hope it fuels something.
So Rudy Gobert is the first back to back winner since Kawhi. Damn,
Kawhi got back to back.
Yeah, man, Kawhi was locking fools up.
Hey, yeah, Kawhi might be the one that was trying to go for MJ shit, man.
MJ shit like what?
As far as like taking it all, like defense, championships, all-stars. Like
at this point, to me,
he's going to get an MVP soon.
I think for Kawhi.
He's not going to win an MVP.
He's not going to win MVP?
Nah, not in his career.
If they run it back again.
Yeah, I don't.
You know what?
His numbers are not godly enough to get MVP.
As long as he got the best record in the league and he averages what 25-5-5, that's MVP. Still,
nah, it might not be enough.
That might not be. I don't know.
What did Giannis have? He had like what 27. Did he have 10?
He had like almost double digits in rebounds, blocks. PER was crazy. Yeah,
Kawhi's a good. I mean, Kawhi's gonna get the blocks.
And Giannis put up like some crazy games too. Yeah. I don't think Kawhi's gonna put up like.
Kawhi just gets shit done. Yeah. It's not like godly looking. He just gets the job.
Yeah, I'm not
done.
Saying he's gonna go for like 40 or 50.
That's what I'm
but
saying.
But he can get you a solid like 25. Of course, he can get 25 a game at least. Get
know,
five
man.
And five.
I don't know if, he, and I'm not saying he's not that type of player. I'm pretty sure if he put his mind to it and be like, look, I'm gonna average this much, I think he can do it. But he's just not that type of player. Like, even with him being a man on Toronto, like, you look at his numbers, he wasn't, like, putting up, like, crazy numbers, man.
Yeah, he put up 27, 12, and 6.
Yeah, that's...
That was Giannis.
Yeah. Kawhi, I don't know if he's going to win an MVP. But Kawhi wouldn't mind winning Finals MVP.
Yeah,
I bet you he'd rather. He'd stack those up, but I think he'd rather stack those up than the season MVP. I just don't think he'd get a regular season MVP. I just don't see it in this game and just the way he plays.
Yeah, me either.
I don't see it. Now, I was just getting ready to say before Ken made that point, the way I see Kawhi legacy like go up and up, 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 up is if he start going to these dead franchises and win. Like if he.
Then you go to Memphis.
Go to the Clippers. The Clippers, they have no 60-win seasons. They never won a division title. They never, of course, no championship. They never played in a championship. They never won
a division title?
Never won a Pacific title.
Even with Chris Paul, Blake? Wow, that's saying something.
So, like, if he was to do that, like, and go to the Clippers and, like, make them a championship team, like, and then, like, go somewhere else or go to the Knicks where they haven't won a championship in, like, 30-plus years and win a championship. Like, that would patent his legacy up.
I mean, if he
go to teams that's, like, known for not winning and just make them winners. You just gave Toronto their first NBA Finals trip and you gave them their first championship. So you go to the Clippers next year and say he signed there for 3 years. First year, they lose in the Western Conference Finals. Next year, they win a championship. Like, that's, and he started doing that to, other, like you said, Memphis. He go to Memphis, do something like that. Like, that would patent his legacy.
Him and John Morant?
That would be nasty. That would be nasty. But yeah, that's the only way I can start seeing, like, Kawhi's legacy starting to be up there with the greats if he start going to these one-off teams that's losing and then they win championships. Like what he did with Toronto.
Well, I mean, if the Raptors don't sign him, he is going to the Knicks.
So, no, he's going to go to Clippers.
Because Scott Perry cool with his
LA
uncle.
Guy.
Scott Perry cool with his uncle. You know, his
LA
uncle got he the horse whisperer.
Well, he's
Kawhi
not
was.
Tentatively scheduled to meet with him. Like, he's tentatively scheduled to meet with the Lakers. But I think he's going back. Masai is back next year. So that's where I think they've had a conversation about running it back one more time. So, we already talked about him being snubbed. So, the fact that he won, it makes it seem like he was snubbed, but, you know, it's a regular season award. So,
people forget it's a regular season award. What y'all think about
that? He already won it, too, like previous years ago.
Yeah. What y'all think about that? I think we texted in the text thread about Jimmy Butler, that sign and trade possible with the Rockets.
Oh, I didn't see that. I saw that they were trying to pursue him, but I didn't see how they were trying to
see how that helps.
It's in our text thread.
I didn't see that, but I didn't get a chance to
I don't see how that helps the Rockets, though.
Pull it up. Yeah, Rockets are eyeing a sign and trade for Butler.
So Chris Paul out of there?
The Rockets, huh? Rockets are planning to recruit. Yeah, Chris Paul's still going to be there. Planning to recruit Jimmy Butler to push the Philadelphia to sign and trade. That would deal with allow All-Star forward to join James Harden and Chris Paul in Houston. And I was trying to see. Oh, yeah. So Philly would get Clint Capella, guard Eric Gordon, and power forward P.J. Tucker.
Like, how does that
help? I want that shit.
Because money-wise, yeah. So,
I want that shit. And if what am I going to do with that?
That would be great for Philly, though.
No, it wouldn't.
I think it would. I mean, you
where Capella going to play?
Where are you going to play?
Backup center.
He's not
with that much money.
That much money, no. He ain't going to be no backup. You got him beat already. That don't make sense. That don't make sense.
Eric Gordon, what they going to get rid of?
J.J. Redick?
No, Clint Capella ain't getting paid no more after this contract.
He isn't. So
that's what I'm saying. He already getting paid. So, hey, I might as well. I'm in Philly. I can ease on my way down to the finals.
He ain't going
to
come off the bench, though. He ain't gonna come off the bench.
Why are we talking about Clint Capella like he Hakeem Olajuwon?
He ain't gonna come off the bench making that much money. That ain't gonna happen. If I'm Jimmy Butler, just stay there, run it back. Run it back.
Jimmy don't want to win if he leave Philly. He don't care about winning if he leave Philly.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
It's gonna be Melo all over again. Cause remember when Melo he had a chance to go to Chicago. Remember,
Chicago wasn't doing shit.
No, this was
I remember that year.
This was them Derrick Rose MVP year. He was still healthy. I mean, this was before the
heat. It wasn't that recent as far as like Rose coming off his MVP year and him signing. It was before
Rose started getting hurt. Because you had Jimmy Butler over there. You still had Boozer and Joakim Noah still playing good. Pretty much Melo, he would have been in the perfect situation. He would have to do was get buckets. He wouldn't have to play defense because everybody around you play defense. That'll be in a perfect situation for Carmelo.
But his incentive.
He stayed in New York and they was ass.
Because of the money.
That's what I'm saying.
They could have paid him the most.
That's what I'm saying.
Philly can pay him the most.
Yeah, Philly can.
And it's the best team. Yeah, so it's like, why would you leave?
Why would you leave that? Right. You pretty much, and
he's
we talked
from,
about
he's
this.
From Houston.
That don't mean.
He is?
Yeah. You mean
Kevin Durant from D.C., he ain't going to the Wizards.
It's the Wizards, bro.
Exactly. It's the Rockets. They ain't doing shit.
Yeah, but the Rock. Come on now. The Rockets is.
Right.
What they do, Ken? What have they done?
You just compare the Rockets to the Wizards.
I'm not talking about the. I'm just talking about the Rockets.
You're saying it's
the Rockets like this? They just got off a chip.
Yeah, because they were second best in the league last year. They were third best in the league this year.
And what has that got them?
They're contending for a title in the West.
They never were serious contenders. We never.
Okay, let's not modify what has been the last.
Every season we've gone into the last three, four years, we've always said Golden State, Golden State, Golden State. We always look at the Rockets like, oh yeah, they could, but we gonna say Golden State. You putting your money down on Golden State?
They were contending for a title. We all knew that as long as the Warriors had KD, it was gonna be tough to beat them. But we also know that they went seven games last year, and we know that this year they took them six. So
the year before that, they caught the injury, but I feel like that was their best team, in my opinion. The Trevor Ariza year. I think that was the best squad. I'm sorry to say this, when they got your boy Melo the last year and he only lasted a month.
That was more the Rockets than Melo.
That's what I'm saying. That messed him up. They shouldn't have brought him on board, man.
But
they should have
compared to the Wizards. The Wizards ain't even contending.
But I'm just saying, like, being a home, like, you being from there don't mean shit.
But it means something if you're going to a team that's contending for a title, especially if you're going to a team that's contending for a title with the West open now. So the math has changed. That whole situation.
The East is open still, too, technically.
I said
it depends on if Kawhi running back. I'm saying we don't know if Kawhi's gonna run back. He can go to the Clippers or he go to the Knicks. He can go anywhere.
But the East with Giannis and Kawhi, let's say he come back, which more than likely, let's just say he come back, then the East will be harder than the West with the broken Golden State Warriors. So you add Jimmy,
another year with a full season with Jimmy.
Right. You got a full offseason.
Tobias Harris.
I'm with you. I'm just saying that when you look at him going to the Rockets and plus him being from Houston.
But they have to gut the team.
And they are contending for a title in a broken down West. It makes sense.
But they have to gut the team.
Because you're sending Gordon.
You're spending your best guy.
I mean, some people are, well, we got that.
Yeah, you got Clint Capella and.
But people are delusional, man. Like, these athletes are delusional. So he probably think that's all they need.
I'm telling you, if he leave Philly, he does not care about winning.
Yeah, he. Because
there's no.
I mean, to be honest with you, they played Toronto the best than anybody in that whole playoff.
It was a miracle shot for them to get out of that series.
Yeah. So, man, I think they should stay. They should run it back. That's just me.
Yeah, I think they should run it back too. I would. I don't know why.
They should run it back.
Why you want to leave Philly and go to the Rockets?
They love you, and they love you in Philly. Like, you, the fan base, they support you. So.
And they're going to pay you.
But I think he and Harden are cool, or is Harden recruiting him or something?
I have no idea about the relationship.
I don't know.
This whole storyline doesn't make sense.
I feel like the media does not know anything, and they just throw shit out.
No, they know stuff. I think what's happening is these people that they are people that's leaking certain information to them to get these storylines in there. And I think
to muck up the whole shit?
Or just to see how, like, some of Zach's, they just put stuff out there just to see how it sounds. And see what the thoughts would be and how it would play out in the media, what the criticism would be, if any. So I think that happened. But, like, these people are connected. Like, they get inside information from somebody. Now you have to rely on the source that they're getting it from, because sometimes they could just be throwing shit out there. Like Rick Bucher. I don't know where he be getting this shit from, but I don't believe anything he say.
He work in the Bay. He say he be talking to him.
I don't believe anything he say, bro. He ain't been right about shit. I don't know if he's trying to make his name now, but I'm like.
He is on FS1. Oh, I think he's FS1.
Yeah, he just popped up out of nowhere just saying crazy shit.
I fuck with Rick Bucher.
Nah, man. I do like him with BJ Armstrong, but him trying to break news, I don't know about that one. That seems a little far-fetched to me. But, yeah, I don't know why he's trying to go to Houston or why he's even considering it. I heard, you know, Stephen A. did say that he and Tobias, like, don't really, like, plan together. I think because maybe it's a shot distribution. I don't know. Or maybe they don't fit well, even though Philly want to bring him back. But I'm with y'all. I would run it back.
Just run it back.
Dude, I would run that shit back.
Run it back.
Man.
Make it work. If it don't work the next year, then you find a way. Trade some
pieces. But he'll probably sign, I mean, what, a four-year contract?
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, obviously, I'm getting rid of Tobias. I'm not getting rid of Jimmy. You know what I'm saying? If it doesn't work.
I like Tobias' fit, but Jimmy got that dog in him.
Yeah, I'd rather go with Jimmy over Tobias. And if Ben Simmons can get I honestly think that whole season was based on if Ben Simmons can get a mid-range or just somewhat of a float or something that's respectable.
That's why I think Tobias would be a better fit. That's why I think Tobias would be a better fit, and then it'd be Embiid, Simmons, Tobias. That's your big three.
Mm.
But, you know, we'll see.
What y'all think about possible D'Angelo Russell willing to talk to the Lakers?
I love it.
You know what's crazier? That Magic Johnson was like, oh, yeah, I want him to come back.
Right.
Like, nigga, you sent him out.
You sent him out.
But he's talking about he's grown up. Yeah, he got better when he left. Man,
he has grown up though. We got to give the brother.
He was 19 when that happened. Of course he grew up. Like, what else do you? These are 19-year-old teens. They're still teenagers.
But it doesn't change the fact.
And you throwing all this money at him, and he in the biggest city in the world.
Some of these knuckleheads don't grow up, Nick.
You're right, but I'm just saying. But I'm saying that was your draft pick that you gave up.
I know
on
they
wanted
to. They went with the artist kid,
and then you got Lonzo, and then they end up trading him now. Like, you have nothing to show for your draft class for the last 3-4 years, outside of Kuzma.
That is crazy.
So now you have D'Angelo Russell, you got Kuzma, LeBron, and Anthony Davis. I don't know who you're two.
My thing is, does D'Angelo even want to come back?
He said it. Yeah.
He's wanting to talk. He's wanting to, like, see what they're talking about.
I think he's only saying that because Brooklyn don't want him no more. He getting treated like a side chick.
They looking at Kyrie is possibly coming. So we'll see.
I mean, it is LA. At the end of the day, it is the Lakers.
That's the thing. Anybody could be sold on LA.
Yeah, it's the freaking Lakers.
You wouldn't pay $1 million to stay in LA.
So you get to go back to the team that drafted you. You're a way better player. You're playing with LeBron and AD and Kuzma now.
Which, if you look at, they showed an old video that they posted.
Oh yeah, I saw
about his dream lineup, and mm-hmm. he mentioned LeBron and Anthony Davis in that lineup. Like, this is before he, I think, even got drafted.
Was it summer league?
I think he was either he was like in high school.
I thought that was new. That was old.
No, that was old.
Yeah, it was like he was either about to leave college or he was leaving high school getting ready to get into college or whatever. It was old, and he was saying his dream lineup
and
LeBron James, Anthony Davis,
and
somebody else, and it was some other people in there. But
wow,
that's crazy how that shit might work.
So yeah, now I know why you want to go back. That it makes it crystallize it.
Well, and him and LeBron got the Ohio State connection. Like,
yeah, yeah, they do.
Yep. So
that would be nice. Man, I would love it. Like, but they already have the big three. Even if they can't make it happen, if they can make it happen, I would try to make it happen. But people act like they don't have a big three yet.
I think they should use that.
So you fucking with Kuz now?
I always did fuck with Kuz.
Y'all was talking about when I said he's a poor man's Klay Thompson. Y'all over here talking about some, get the fuck out of here. He's more like a poor man's. Y'all said some scrub ass nigga.
First of all, a lot of that was FIFO. Second of all, when we went to LA and saw them play, like I came back and reported on this show.
Yeah, you was like that, yeah, Kuzma.
Yeah, yeah, Kuzma was that dude. The Lakers, the fans love Kuzma more than Lonzo Ball.
Yeah, and they both was rookies. Yeah.
Yep. I saw that.
I think if you can get D'Angelo Russell, you go get him. Even though I've been a proponent of saying, like, fill out the rest of the roster with
that's
the team.
If it's D'Angelo Russell,
you're going to need a good guard in the West. A good point guard.
Where's your shooters?
Yeah.
You're going to have to do the Miami Heat thing. Go to the local YMCA. Put a
already calling Booby Gibson and poster, yeah. David Jones.
Call up Love and Hip Hop as if Booby Gibson is available.
I'm torn.
I say fill out the if you can try to get like JJ Redick and Danny Green.
But they gonna cost money too.
Danny Green coming off a chip.
They'd be within that $28 million cap space though.
And JJ Redick, he loves it in Philly. Like his whole family is set up.
Yeah.
Like he commutes to New York and back from Philly to. And that's why he wanted to be there, so he can make that commute. I don't know if he's wanting to uproot his family again.
So here's why I'm saying...
California, shit.
Yeah, here's why I'm saying they have their big three. People act like Kuzma can't play. They just forgot about Kuzma.
Kuzma averaged like 16 points rookie year. Didn't he average 18?
That's right in Chris Bosh range, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So if you're looking for a big three, you already got it. You could just say, Kuzma, you're the third guy. And then you fill out the roster with the rest of those pieces. So as much as I would like D'Angelo there, and I think he would be a great fit, I don't think you need him.
You don't need him, but if you're really trying to have championship aspirations for this upcoming season.
You can do it with the two of them. And the reason why I say that is because MJ and Pippen. And who else was on
this
that team?
This ain't that same league, man.
Don't matter. It was a bunch of dudes.
Ron Harper and Dennis Rodman and Luke Longley.
Specialists. Get your specialists.
You think Steve Kerr is going to be able to save the day in this era? That type of player for the Lakers? No, you need somebody who's athletic.
Mike Miller did.
Mike Miller ain't do a damn thing.
Yes, he did. Remember the game without the shoe?
It's LeBron, D-Wade, and Chris Bosh. They was going to win regardless.
Steve Kerr had one moment, and that was that three-pointer.
And he had to get punched.
But still, you said—
ain't nobody got that much dog to punch somebody in the locker room.
Steve Kerr had one moment, and that was that shot. Mike Miller had one moment, and that was that game. Yes, to answer your question, it can happen because it has happened with LeBron before. Shane Battier did it.
They ain't got the money for all that.
But I'm just saying, like, you get these specialists. Pascal Siakam just did it. Van Fleet came off the bench and did it. It can happen.
Yeah, those is once in a lifetime type of
That's all you
moments.
Need, though. That's the point.
My thing is, if you really want to put a stamp and be like, we a true contender, get D'Angelo Russell. If you can't get D'Angelo Russell and you want to fill out the rest of the roster, go ahead.
They do need another ball-dominant person.
It's the West.
Take the load off LeBron.
What great team in the West does not have a good point guard?
I mean, they can find somebody to fulfill that role. That's filling out the roster.
Ooh,
you
talking about Pat Bev? Pat Bev
No. I'm not talking Pat Bev. That's FIFO. But
there's not that many good guards.
I don't know who's on the free agent list, but they can find somebody that can be ball dominant, like B said. It don't have to be.
Well, then they have to re-sign Rondo. They have to.
Yeah, because then he ain't get signed for that much when they had.
Nah, he was on a 1-year deal. Everybody was on a 1-year deal. He was signing. I would give him a 2-year, $25 million.
Rondo can stay healthy, man. He got that IQ. LeBron respects him.
And he played with AD too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And like B said, it'll take the load off of LeBron
being in the
Yeah. So I don't know.
You gotta get you a ball dominant guy and you gotta get some shooters because you're gonna have to spread that floor out for LeBron and AD.
Yeah.
You gotta spread it out for him. You can't clog that can't be able to clog that lane up, man. You gotta be able to worry about some shooters on this side or this side when LeBron and AD get the ball down low.
And just give more praise to Kuzma. I think this is his breakout year, this upcoming year.
How?
I think he'll be getting 20. He'll probably average 20 a game.
Probably. I can see that. Okay. I mean, he's getting better every
year.
You
said breakout. I thought he was just going to be just out here balling. Like,
no, I mean, like, he's going to be balling, but obviously he got
four
it's a
more points a game, Nick.
That's a big jump. 20 is a different tax bracket as far as him getting paid again.
16 to 24 more points, more minutes. He can get that.
In his third year, he goes from his first year averaging 16 to go to 20. That's a big jump. You're putting on two more points every year.
I think he can do it. He's capable.
As the third best player.
I don't think it's going to be that big of a jump.
And it also depends on, you know, the workload that LeBron and AD might have. It might be them games where they might not play, where Kuzma might step up and score 35.
I see LeBron probably. Yeah. I think Kuzma. No, I ain't going to say. I'm going to wait till the season.
You say you see LeBron what?
I'm going to wait till the season start before I start hollering. Actually, now I'm all right. I'm going to say it. I think LeBron will be willing to be like, all right, I'm going to step back a little bit and be more of a playmaker, facilitator. He'll probably average like 18.
Who, LeBron?
Yeah. No, and then let Kuzma and AD really take and really.
I don't see him averaging under 20.
That's what I think. I think LeBron realizes
I feel like LeBron took a step back this year and he still averaged 27.
I don't think he did. I think he had to put his foot on the gas because he had no help. LeBron is really like, he realized his mortality with this injury and he was like, you know what? I need to really slow down and get people around me that can help me continue on being great. Because I can't, at this point in my career, I can't keep doing the 28, 27 a game.
I think you're the only one that believes
that. Yeah.
Think about how hard it is for, he's been playing for 17 seasons, going on 17. He's been averaging, that's tiresome, especially he's been on shitty teams before too.
Including playoff runs too.
He's tired. This is the first time he had a full season off.
Vacation.
He didn't have a full season off.
Basically, he was gonna have the season. Now he got all off season.
He's gonna take some time off again this season. I mean, it probably won't be for injury, but he's gonna definitely take some.
And the times he's
was it load management.
The load management. Yeah. That's when Kuzma gonna ball out.
That's what I'm saying. That's when he's gonna have those good numbers whenever LeBron or AD take those load management games.
Yeah, I'm with you, B, and Nick. I think he could do it. I definitely think he could do it. That's why I think they have their big three. I don't think they need to go find that other star.
So you agree with me? They need to fill out their roster.
But I honestly think that whoever they have at point guard will be the reason why they either win or they don't win.
Rondo?
Like, if they have Rondo or they get Russell or if they somehow get Kemba, that's solid. But anybody else, I'm like,
all they need is a Mario Chalmers and they'll be fine.
Man, not in the West. You gotta have somebody that at least is respectable.
They get Rondo. They re-sign Rondo.
When was the last time a championship team had a point guard who wasn't an all-star?
A championship team had a point guard that wasn't, let me see, I guess
that's Jordan.
Miami Chalmers. Chalmers, the Miami years, Chalmers, not no damn.
So my point stands.
That was one team in the last 20 years.
So I think we've been saying this on this show for a few years now that Mark Jackson was blackball. I know I've been saying it. Iggy finally came out and said it publicly and acknowledged it. Shout out to Iggy for putting it out there, man. Like, it's one thing for me to say it with just a few folks listening. Nobody care about what I'm saying. Or even Stephen A. Smith. Nobody give a damn what he's saying or Mark Jackson. But for a basketball player.
Someone that played for him.
A finals MVP.
Right.
A champion.
Right.
To come out and say, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And play for him.
Play for him, yeah.
It was even more about the detailed things he said. Like, he was like, all those rumors that of what Mark Jackson was doing and stuff like that, he was like, man, most of that was false. He said all he did was, like, as far as the church stuff, he said, if you want to go to church, you can come with me.
He played like by his Bible study the service on Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday nights when nobody was there. Yeah. He said, most of us are, you know, believe in God anyway. So, of course, we was going to be in church on Sunday anyway. So, we'll go
as a team.
Yeah, go as a team. Yeah. And then he was like, man, that's probably the best coach I ever played with. Mm. He said it wasn't Mark Jackson. Most of them niggas that was on those teams at the time got paid.
Mark Jackson is the Tony Dungy. And he said,
the biggest thing was he did not get along with ownership. And obviously, if you as a coach, if you don't got a good relationship with the owners, you're out the door.
Which is fine, but to keep you from getting another job, what are they doing to sully his name?
Well,
like
it was what happened between them. He did mention that. Because of his religious background, and we're going into the black religion, he was talking about as far as like in the Bible.
Not black religion, just religion.
We're just religion, but from the black perspective, like the Bible about men and women, I think as far as marriage, And then I think one of the top executives in the NBA, who I think Iggy was saying, who set up the whole All-Star Weekend concept, mm-hmm. he was saying, like, he's gay. Mm-hmm. And that may, and you know, you're in San Francisco, you know, right. That's a big, you know, gay population there. So it's just like, you can't have that. I guess they were like, if you don't accept me for who I am, then why am I going to work with you?
Yeah, I think that was one of those moments where you just leave that one behind closed doors. Especially in a world now where that stuff is, I shouldn't say that stuff, but where is open and is common and everybody's focused on equality, these religious views that people have about those, about, you know, lifestyles that they don't agree with because of their religious beliefs. You know, I mean, if that's how you feel, that's how you feel, but you know, is you just really can't really like say it anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
you gotta keep it to yourself.
Yeah, you gotta keep it to yourself. Like there are racist people that don't go around saying that they hate Negroes, yeah. You know. So it's just one of those things, man. And you know, but yeah, so and that's why I said it's not like a black thing. Like it's
and it gotta be deeper than that.
It's well no, just when you was like the black homophobia thing, kind of where you were felt like you were leaning to then he threw the ball away. Because homophobia is a global thing. I've listened to so many podcasts about just it's like everywhere, man.
No, I agree. I'm just saying, like, but because he is a black man who's religious, it goes into the stereotype
people have about black people, and yes. We need to stop. We got to start pushing back against that myth that's out there. It feels, and this feels like it is the mic still on conversation, but I'm gonna be brief and wrap it up. We can't keep owning all the ill wills of the world mm-hmm. and turning that stuff into black issues. And I'm starting to have a problem with that. Black and black crime, we started to debunk that and fight back against that. You know, homophobia in the black community, that's everywhere. You know, so that's one we got to push back against. Absentee dads, we got to push back against that stuff. Welfare, they made us the face of welfare. And you know the stats behind that. So, yeah, we just got to start pushing back on that. Homophobia is in every single community, every single country, every single race. It's global, and it's not just more prevalent in the black community. So y'all can kill all that. Y'all got that. So anyway, that's my soapbox. So yeah, so it was good. So we'll see what happens from here, because what does Adam Silver do? What happens when somebody takes that and send it to him?
You know what? I think, because Iggy said that he could text in the interview. He was like, I could text Adam Silver right now and he'll respond. So it seems like the players have a really good connection with Adam Silver. And I think most players, because Iggy was saying before he even went on interview, he was like, me was just talking about this whole Mark Jackson thing before we got on here. And it's like, I think most players have probably expressed their concerns, or like, they're like, what's going on? And Adam Silver, what is he like? People act like Adam Silver ain't like Roger Goodell. Like, he represents the owners at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. He ain't representing the players. So if the owners don't want you, they don't want you.
Yeah, he can't make them hire somebody, but he can do an inquiry. He can be like, why isn't Mark Jackson? I mean, I think that's fair. I mean, you look at, and we can jump into that now. You look at the what's going on with the Houston Texans, right? So McNair fired the GM Brian Gaines with hopes of getting Nick Caserio, but that fell through, and they might be dealing with a violation of the Rooney Rule. So I didn't get a chance to read up on this, but translation is that there's an exec they want from the Patriots who's white. They already know they want him and to hire him. But in order to do that, they have to interview a black coach.
Or a minority coach.
And a minority coach that interviews for the job knows now that they're not going to get that job. So now the thing is, like, you know, like, first of all, the Rooney Rule is a piece of crap. But because Goodell knows this stuff exists, like, you got to at least write a memo or some shit and be like, yo, like, if we are doing this for reasons that are beyond basketball, then you guys need to reconsider how you do business. At the same time, we also have to point out they're the owners of the team. They can do what they want to do. And if they're still hiring black people and just don't want to hire that Negro, what do you say?
Well, I just think that the fact that you were willingly like obviously going to violate that rule. Like that wasn't even a thought. Like you weren't even thinking about interviewing any other coaches, let alone minority coaches.
Yeah.
And the fact that the guy that they was trying to get from the Pats, he was still on a, his contract isn't even up till 2020. And so you really shouldn't even been talking to him anyway. So it's just like, it like you said, it defeats the purpose of the Rooney Rule, and it really exposes like all this, all these coaching hirings, not even just in the NFL, but the NBA. Like it's really just, what is it? The
good old boys?
Yeah, good old boys league and all that stuff. Just if I know you and I can vouch for you, then you win.
Yeah, and you know, for those of you that have watched the show for years, and those of you that are new, this is why I always take a real hard stand with minority black coaches, and I you know, sometimes to a fault, you know, go extremely hard for these guys because of stuff like this, because the system is unfair, it is very unjust, and when they try to put in a rule to present or get more opportunities for minorities, they bypass it. And at the end of the day,
like look at the OC for the Kansas City Chiefs, like former Bengals player, and now he, you know, he was there with Patrick Mahomes, who had an MVP season, and he couldn't get a coaching job. But the guy from Arizona Cardinals, who had a losing record at Texas Tech with Patrick Mahomes, got a coaching job. You know, it just doesn't make sense.
Nah, yeah. All right, so like I said, this is going to be a short show, so I'm just kind of looking around. So the Yankees apparently set a record, 28 straight game with the home run. 28 consecutive games. That's an MLB record.
Damn, that's crazy.
I know Rob Parker has a pot. Damn, Stanton hurt again.
Damn, he is? Wow.
Yeah,
damn,
Judge hit one.
They Judge back, though.
Yeah, Giancarlo Stanton leads game, right knee contusion. They paid him all that money.
All that money. And he can't even stay healthy now. Because that was the whole thing. Jim and Judge is going to be like the leading force for the Yankees.
Yep.
Young, big hitters. Man, that's
out the window.
That's messed up.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, well. What was you about to say, though?
Nah, just basically the same thing. Like, they can't stay on the field.
I want to ask y'all, how y'all feel about the Braves this year?
I like their young talent, man. That Austin Riley kid, Acuna, came up last year. He's dope. They sent down Fontanevich, who was one of their pitchers who's struggling. So I think you're about to see a youth movement with them.
Mm-hmm.
So they can bring up Bryce Wilson. They brought up Kyle Wright. Michael Sakura is a good young pitcher that they have. Tuki Toussaint is another good young pitcher that they have. So they got some arms again. And you know, we'll see how long Acuna Jr. stay here, because, you know, black players on the Braves don't stay long.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
You know, so we'll see how that goes. But, yeah, this Austin Riley kid, like, he seems like he's legit, man. He got a lot of power. So I got to get to some games, man. Now that they got something worth watching.
Everybody's going to the games now, and I'm like, man, I got to go. They winning.
Yeah, my Tigers, I saw my Tigers when they came in town. I was surprised they played. They really play each other because they both different divisions.
Mm-hmm.
Tigers, American League, and Braves, and National League. But, yeah, they had their the interleague games, and Tigers came in town to play. I was like, perfect. Hell, yeah. I get to see my Tigers on Friday night.
Yeah,
fireworks. If you go to the game, go on Friday. Because they have fireworks after the game.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Whenever the Braves have a home game on a Friday, they always have fireworks after the game.
Since I got all these Fridays off, maybe I'll go.
Yeah,
but yeah, I got to see Ronald Acuna Jr. play, man. Mm-hmm. I like him a lot. He's a brother. I'm starting to see more and more brothers or minorities coming to the
yeah. Yeah, because they're looking at them contracts and they're like, man, jeez.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I get $300 million.
This is interesting because we've had this conversation on the show before, not to extend the show any longer, but you know, one of the things we looked at was the cost of the equipment to play, and why black people stop putting their gigs in baseball. But I think as we continue to grow and evolve as a community, I'm doing better than my parents did better than their parents, so on and so on. I can see kids starting to invest or having the funds to invest in baseball more than they did, you know, a couple of years ago. So just something I'm going to watch. Some stuff like this is slow moving. So, you know, it's kind of hard to see, and it seems like it happens overnight, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
You know, but, yeah, I mean, I had my kid, you know, playing T-ball and stuff like that. If he would have been interested, you know, I got money that I would invest in him playing baseball. You know, so I got him playing soccer, you know, so.
Yeah, that's another sport that's coming up, too.
Yeah, man, Ken will be trying. I mean, Miles be trying to fight people, so I can't have him out there. Ain't that type of damn game. But yeah, man. So just something to watch. I you know, just something to watch. But man, I think that's it, man. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna touch on the big free agent signings. Now the conversation is shifting. Now, all of a sudden, Kyrie's been on the phone with KD twice.
They said that was what Rick Bucher said. He was saying they've only spoken twice about free agency.
Yeah.
Which I doubt that's true, but it's just funny that he said it.
And he's trying to get him. So, you know, we got to kind of piece this puzzle together. So last year it seemed, you know, less likely. Now they've been on the phone. Now KD's mad at the Warriors. No, pissed off with the Warriors staff. Oh, and I meant to mention that because you and Kyle were talking about that. I know Iggy praised the staff. I didn't hear the interview.
You got to watch the interview. It's a really good interview.
But
it's long, but it's good.
You're going to sit here and say, oh, man, they have a really good medical staff. But, man, Negro, they just told you your fracture was a Brombus. How good are they?
And that's what I was getting upset. That's why I was telling Kyle or just y'all in the chat. I was like, I don't understand why the Warriors are the whole predicament of the Warriors now that what FIFA was talking about the last episode he was on was, oh, the Warriors could, you know, they could offer KD the 5-year max and they'll just trade him after that year, this rehab just to, you know, say I'm sorry, you know.
Right.
I'm like, why the hell would he do that when if they really wanted to take care of him, they would have done it by saying, oh, KD's out. As soon as KD hurt his calf, KD's out. KD's out indefinitely. And then once you say indefinitely, nobody's expecting him to come back. Comes back, then he comes back. But if you say indefinitely, you end all the rumors, none of the teammates all asking the questions.
Yeah,
nobody says nothing. But when you say, oh, he'll come back game one, game two, game three, game four, game five, and it's just like, and he comes back, then he tears Achilles. I'm like, why the hell are you doing all this? Like, it doesn't make sense for me for why Iggy would, it makes sense for why Iggy would praise them, but at the same time, it's like, bro, they could have said your leg was fractured instead of saying a bone bruise. Now you got fans talking about some, my kid came to come see you. Why you ain't playing?
Right.
Yeah, that's why it was weird. But it's one of those things where you have to put that qualifying statement in front of it. You know, oh, man, I love Madison Bumgarner, but he been pitching like shit. It's like, okay, man, I love Biggie, but, you know, how he be the GOAT when he only had one album? You know, just little stuff like that people love to put in front of stuff to kind of sweeten it up a little bit. But yeah, you can't say that and then turn around and tell us that they told you your fracture was a bone bruise, bro.
Right. Yeah.
That shit ain't making sense to me. Y'all know how I like to approach things with logic and common sense. That ain't adding up.
And then that's forcing you to come back on the court because now everybody pressing you to play.
Right.
And then you going to fuck up your own injury.
Team asking you, all right, you going to play? You going to play?
But then on top of that, now you say something like that. Now I'm really looking at the Warriors staff side eye.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Now they got history of doing this now.
Yeah, so I don't know if Iggy was like, did he let that slip or did he intentionally put that out there?
Well, I think he about to retire anyway, so I don't think he give a damn.
I don't know.
Because he was talking about in the interview, like, because he was asking, like, what do you think about doing next? Back. No, he said but he was saying it like, I could come back. He really don't need it. He's got money in
maybe
tech.
Maybe he got caught up in the moment in the finals.
He got a lot of money in tech, so he don't need it.
Yeah. Shout out to them brothers, man. But either way it go, period, point blank, they just misdiagnosed. They got it wrong. The evidence isn't him going back out there. I shouldn't have to listen to media pundits saying what they should or paid to know.
Right.
You know, and Chris Carter was the one that I leaned on the most because he
kept the real. So, as soon as it happened, he kept it real.
I don't want to hear Matt's. I don't want to hear Stephen A. But Chris, he knows, man. And even some other athletes were like, yeah, why is that ice so far down on his? So when athletes start pointing that stuff out, I listen.
Yeah.
So. But they messed it up, and now all of a sudden you hear he's pissed off, which gives him room to leave. They may have messed up their whole situation, honestly.
Probably.
They messed up everybody since. They fucked up with the Knicks. Like, they dumb shit messed me up this summer. All I got is RJ. Shout out to RJ Barrett, but all I got is RJ Barrett.
I mean, you'll get 3 years of – you basically get that LeBron contract. You get 3 years of, of KD when he come back from his injury.
Mm-hmm. But before we go, I want to get – since free agency is going to start by the time we record again – what are y'all predictions or like who goes where? Just the top, like the, I guess, Kawhi, KD, and we throw in a Lucy, Kyrie. Where do they end up?
So Kawhi coming back, Kyrie and KD will be in Brooklyn. Klay will be back with the Warriors. Boogie, I don't know. Cause nobody talking about him. Kemba. I don't know either. I don't know where he's going to go. And Jimmy and Tobias, I think Tobias is a wild card. I think he may leave.
I think he's going to stay. He know he got something good. You haven't heard anything about Tobias saying he's leaving Philly or he's considering leaving Philly.
I think Jimmy and Tobias be back, but there's something about Tobias' situation that makes me think he's going to leave.
I think Kawhi would be smart to stay. I think he's going to stay with Toronto. I think KD's going to sign with the Knicks. I think Kyrie is going to end up in Brooklyn. I think Kemba stays in Charlotte for some stupid-ass reason. And I see D'Angelo Russell going to L.A.
I think Kyrie's going to go to Brooklyn. I think interesting to see where Al Horford's going to go.
I think he's going to New Orleans.
Thinking about New Orleans down there. I think Kyrie gonna go to Brooklyn. D'Angelo, I mean, I think he's gonna be aiming towards the Lakers if that happens. I think Kawhi's gonna stay. I think he's gonna run it back another year. I think with everybody coming back, you're not losing nobody. You know, you got a good rapport with the coach. The city's pretty much already paying for your
They're
paying for everything pretty much. This is my way to stay this one. Do it one and one. Do it 1-1 or whatever. Stay to play this year out.
Say it one more. Say it one time for the people. B.
Do it 1-1.
The what? Kawhi.
Oh, what it do, baby? What it do, baby? Yeah, you might as well just come back this season talking about some what it do, baby. And then, you know, they try to go for a repeat. Try to go for a repeat. Repeat in Toronto. Got a crazy fan base. I say, last but not least, you know what I'm saying? Kemba going to come to the Pistons. Maybe going to trade him off for Reggie Jackson. Make that trade off.
Try to get Kemba, rid of Bobby Schmurder.
Yeah, we'll get rid of Bobby Schmurder, man. Kemba Walker going to be a Piston. And there go our big three. Blake Griffin, Andre Drummond, and Kemba Walker.
Kemba Walker, a Piston, and KD, a Nick.
Oh, yeah, KD.
These dreams.
I don't think KD going to be a Nick. I think he's going to stay and get the – he's going to get the 31 mil, the red shirt 31 mil. Just chill out and recoup. I think he's going.
After the year's up, you think he'll do the trade?
They're not going to trade him.
Probably, I can see that.
They're going to make sure.
Boogie might stay. I think Boogie going to come back and stay for the low for Golden State. I think he's going to come back.
Not for 6 mil, bro.
Yeah.
I think so. So you think he's going to the highest bidder?
Yeah, he'll probably go to the highest bidder now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that means he'll probably go to some rank. He couldn't. I was going to say Utah, but nah. They don't even.
No, they got Rudy. You need to go to a team where they need a center.
Yeah.
But who needs a center nowadays?
I'm trying to think of a lot of teams.
Lakers could use one.
But they don't, I mean, they ain't a good 28.
That'll take a lot of their cap.
They don't have the money. Yeah. So. I don't know. I have to look at the list. Shit, maybe he go to Toronto.
Maybe he goes to Boston. They need a center of Al Horford.
When all dude was injured.
Yeah, Nurkic
He was injured.
Yeah.
All right. Y'all see Kawhi make fun of his laugh too.
Yeah.
Ha 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 when he was doing his speech.
He did an awkward ass speech and he did a horrible like.
Yeah. Ha 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 ha. I'm like, oh my God.
But yeah. So anyway. All right, man. That's gonna do it for us, man. I think we'll be back one more week to discuss the free agent moves. It may not be Tuesday, because we may need a day or two for it to sort out. So it may be like somewhere Thursday, and then we'll do our position rankings for basketball, and then we'll start with football. So, but those may not be live. but they may be in another format that you guys are like. So anyway, stay tuned. So that's going to do it for us. We'll catch you guys next time. We out. Peace.
Peace.